This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Data, big and small, are increasingly valuable and increasingly vulnerable. There's a lot at risk for hacking. Personal, medical, and financial information, corporate records, and government national security secrets, to name a few. Today, the White House cybersecurity czar was among the experts in Boston to talk about the threat and what can be done to combat cybercrime. WBUR's Bostonomics reporter Bruce Gellerman reports.
Malicious software programs are weapons of mass destruction. These days, hackers can wreak havoc worldwide by breaking into computer systems, stealing, corrupting, and hijacking data, and the controls of the computer systems that operate the global infrastructure. Last week's WannaCry ransomware virus had the potential to bring the world to its knees. By a lucky break, it didn't. Now, Massachusetts companies have a new way to combat hacking. It's an IT threat-sharing service for businesses in the state. Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey appeared online today at the launch of that service. It's called the CyberMass Security Initiative.
In a world where your computer, cell phone, wristwatch, headphones, camera, diapers are connected to the internet, cybersecurity cannot be an afterthought.
Markey says computer safeguards must be put in place. Today, he resubmitted bills that died in the Senate last year that would beef up federal oversight of computers in cars and airlines to make their operating systems more secure. Rob Joyce, the president's special assistant for cybersecurity, or so-called White House cyber czar, had humbling words when he addressed the Mass Tech Leadership Council. He told members the battle against cybercriminals armed with malicious software is a war without end.
We'll never stop motivated intruders. The technology that exists in our infrastructure is massive. And when somebody wants to come after a business or a person, the opportunity is too great.
Part of the problem is the army of internet technology warriors trained to combat cybercriminals is too small. That, according to Rodney Pedersen, director of the Commerce Department's National Initiative for Cybersecurity Education. Pedersen says there's a huge demand in the United States for cyber cops, 350,000 open positions, and the number is expected to grow.
And we certainly need a pipeline. We need academic institutions doing what they do traditionally, but we need more aggressive approaches to make sure people actually have the skills that employers need.
The solution, says Pedersen, aggressively recruit and train underrepresented minorities, veterans, and women to cybersecurity, providing hands-on education to prevent, detect, and when the inevitable strikes, neutralize the threat of cyber weapons of mass destruction. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.